Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Currently, we're doing the chapter on the virtue of leniency in buying, selling, receiving and giving, the virtue of settling debts and accounts kindly, the virtue of giving extra when weighing and measuring, and the prohibition of giving less. In other words, what you're supposed to be delivering, what you're supposed to be giving. At that time now a person is giving less. So in other words, what item was ordered at the time of delivery, he's giving less than that. Or sometimes he's giving a certain quantity or certain weight, and now when he's delivering, the weight is less. It may be marked on the package 100 grams, 1 kilo, 20 kilos. Person, instead of giving 100 grams, now he's giving 97 grams, 95 grams. And it happens. So here Shariat is telling us, be careful of not giving less. This is known as tatfif, where a person gives less. And we explain that Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that at-tatfifu fi kulli shay, there is this cheating of giving less in everything. To such an extent, as an example, a person is an employee, he's getting paid for his time. You're going to be here from 8 till 5. This is going to be your lunch break. This is going to be, for example, your tea break. And over and above that, the person is still taking more time off. He's doing personal work. He's doing his other own things. So now that is cheating in terms of time. He's getting paid for that time to do the work that he's employed for, but he's doing something else. He's doing his personal work, or he's not there at work. So now that is cheating. So this tatfif also in this. Or sometimes a person, another example may be given, is a person is given a vehicle, delivery vehicle. That you can. This is for business purposes, but however you're allowed to take it home. And now when he takes it home, he takes it and uses it for all other personal work. Person is given a cell phone to use for business. This person now uses it for his own personal calls. So all that is called under cheating. So this is the next part of the chapter, cheating. And the last part of the chapter is the virtue of the creditor who grants respite to his debtor or waives his debt. Here we explain that where a person has got the means to give respite, to give more time to the person that is owing him money, he gives him that extra time. This is something that Shariat likes. And if he can go one step further and he can waive off part of the debt, that is even better. So this is what Sharia teaches us and what it encourages us. So continuing, one more ayat of the Quran before we go to the hadith. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين. In Surah Mutaffifin, Allah Ta'ala says, destruction be to the cheaters. Destruction be to the cheaters. Here we explain how they're cheating. When they're taking in full measure. But when they're delivering, then they're giving in short measure. So now Allah Ta'ala explains, who are these people? When they take measure from mankind, they demand in full. If they measure or weigh four people, in other words, now when they're weighing and they're measuring four people for the delivery, then what they do? They reduce, they cut it short. وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. What they supposed to be giving, their side of the contract, they fall short. And Allah Ta'ala goes on to say, to such people, not consider that they will be raised unto an awful day. Now what this part of the ayat is teaching us, if a person has got akhirat in front of him, has got the day of qiyamah in front of him, this is sufficient to guide him that I have to be fair even in my business practices. I have to be very, very fair. A day is coming when I'll have to give hisab kitab. Normally people are very afraid of the auditors. Why? Because the auditors are now going to audit, and if there's anything wrong, there's anything short, there's any change that's not there, or the cash book is not tying up, then we personally will have to come and put in the money. So they're afraid for the auditors, and then you'll find if there's good controls in place, then anybody that's working there is very careful that everything must be correct. So when a person is worried about the audit on the day of Qiyamah, and that audit is such an audit that will never ever fall short. Person will be so surprised that Mali Hadal Kitab, what type of bookkeeping is this? What type of accounting is this? What type of auditing is this? That every single thing is written in this book. Every single thing. Sagira, Kabira, small things, big things, petty, what we have to regard as petty amounts, big amounts, every single thing will be written. The person will be surprised at what a bookkeeping is this on the day of Qiyamah. So this is what this ayat is referring to. This person, as he got akhirat in front of him, that وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Very, very, very big day is coming where a person will have to stand. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The day when all of mankind will stand before Allah Ta'ala, Allah the sustainer of the universe. So inshallah we'll stop at this part today, and tomorrow we've got many laws of trade. The hadith just explains in a broad form, but we'll discuss the various laws of trade, etc., and principles of trade. But for today, we'll stop here. Very, very important. Ulama explained there's a direct correlation, there's a direct link between a person's actions in this world and his belief in the year after. The more he believes that there's a day where I have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا يغادر فيها صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. That every single action of mine, whether it's small, whether it's big, it's going to be in that bookkeep. It's going to be in that cash book, so to speak. It's going to be in that journal on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah will pull it out forward. It will be as though like a replay of a person's life. Every single thing. When a person has got that in mind, then he'll realize, I can't cheat even 1 cent in this one. And you get certain people like this. There was one person that was telling me that he was so afraid. One of the reasons why he left being employed by somebody, he said, I'm so afraid of everything, even though my boss kept telling me that don't worry about small things. He said, but it worried me to such an extent that everything that I used extra, a staple that I used extra, a paper clip that I used extra, a pencil that may I use, even that I would keep a note and I tell my boss, this is what extra I used. He told me, don't worry about it. Now from a Shari point of view, a person doesn't have to worry about it. When the boss is telling you that these small things, don't worry about it, overlook it, urf. In other words, the general understanding is that these small issues, petty issues, they are something that is overlooked. Small things, not big things, small things, that are overlooked, then there is no harm. But yet when a man has got taqwa, even these things will worry him. But how can I take extra when I'm not getting paid for it, when I'm not supposed to be using extra? Allah Ta'ala give us the ability, the understanding. This example of Maulana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Ali always comes to mind. One day, Satis came late from a safar, a journey, and hadn't read Isha Namaz as yet. So they came to the masjid. Maulana requested that they all go to the masjid first, read their salah in the Sehen area, and then everyone go home. So at least the Isha Jamaat takes place before you go home. Otherwise you can go home, get lazy, and that whole safar can be wasted if that Isha Salah is not performed. And then through the Jamaat also is not done. So therefore he suggested we go to the masjid. We have a musafir all this while. Now we stop at the masjid, we read salah, and then after that everyone goes home. It was quite late after Isha salah. Somebody went toilet, somebody made wuzu, others read their salah, waited for everybody, they read their salah. After salah, Maulana took out 200 rand from his pocket. He asked one of the brothers, please put this in the box, masjid box. So he found it a bit surprising that he's taking 200 rand, putting it in the masjid box. He said, you see, we use the lights, we use the water of the masjid after masjid hours. We don't want to take extra from the masjid. If we used it normal hours, it's understandable. But when we're using it after masjid hours, we're using the lights, we're using the water of the masjid after masjid hours, the right thing for us to do is to take some money and put it in the masjid box. Now when a person has got fikr of akhirat, when he's got the worry of akhirat, he's even worried about taking from public funds. He's even worried about taking from extra from that is made to be used for the public. Why? Because I'm using it after hours. On one occasion, I went to visit our Ustad and the Mufti Sahib in the evening. So we are sitting in the office. He asked me, do we need the light to be on? Can you imagine? Do we need the light to be on in the office? Because talking, you don't need light. But if you're going to read something, if there's something to read, then you'll need the light. If we don't need the light, then we keep the light off. These lights are being paid by the madrasa money. If we don't need it on extra, we don't even keep the light on. Can you imagine? Something that we'll regard as so petty, keeping the light on, keeping the light off. But these pious, they worry that we mustn't take even 1 cent extra from money that is not ours. If a person has got this in mind, then you won't find anybody abusing other people's money as far as trust is concerned, as far as estates is concerned, as far as public funding is concerned, in public investments. You won't have a situation where the directors are stealing money. Why? They are worried about every cent. The day is coming when I'll have to account in front of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. When a person has got this concern in mind, then there won't be a situation where people are stealing and eating other people's money, my miners' money. Is people are looking after orphans, there are people that got monies of widows, there are people that got monies, women and girls that have got no recourse at all. Whatever they get is what they get. If that money is gone, it's gone. They got absolutely no recourse. And when a person has got this in mind, he'll actually put the interest of the next person before his own interest, and he'll look after the money of the next person more than he'll look after his own money. لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of that understanding. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.